Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Well, Cutts and I finally put our pressure on Turdy Marzotti at the Red Feathers Club. And we couldn't get away from it. The chap was badly shaken up. You see, we'd spread the word round Soho that we wanted Yachty Bloom for the murder of Peter Ridgway. Although, of course, Ridgway was still alive, only they didn't know that. And we'd told Marzotti that unless he came along to the embankment and betrayed Demetrius and his associates, we'd spread another little story. That he was the one who let the information drop about Yachty Bloom. We gave him 12 hours to make up his mind, and then left the Red Feathers Club. But when I got home to my flat that night, who should be waiting but Margaret Ridgway? Oh, we had another of those arguments about Hady Berkner, and she went off at the rage. At the time, I didn't know where she was going. If I had... Anyway, she went to Harrington Gardens to wait for Hady. They met there about 12:30 that night, both hating each other like poison.
I merely asked you up here to my flat because I don't care for scenes in the street. What do you want?
I want to know from you how they learned at the Red Feathers Club that my name was Margaret Ridgway.
How should I know? I don't even sing there anymore.
But you were there the night I was kidnapped.
I was outside on the curb with my arm through Gregory Keene's when you were kidnapped.
You went through my locker and pulled my compact a bit, didn't you? And found my name on it.
Oh, really? I've never listened to anything so utterly silly in my life. Keene's told me about you. You spent half your time running about telling people I'm hand in glove with someone called Demetrius.
Aren't you?
Ask Gregory Keene himself. I'm sorry about your poor brother. But you really mustn't expect me to put up with this sort of thing just because you're bereaved. Why did you come here tonight?
To see what sort of a creature Keene's in love with.
Why didn't you take a better look when we were both working at the Red Feathers Club?
I expected to have more time.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't give you any more now. I have a new booking coming up. Rehearsals are at 10 in the morning. So if you don't mind, might I get some sleep, do you think?
I expect so. You know, Bergner, I could give you something to dream about if I cared to.
Why don't you?
Yes. Yes, why don't I? While they were holding me, tied up and blindfolded and all the rest, all the time I was in their hands, I heard only one voice. It was Demetrius.
How fascinating. But you can scarcely expect me to dream about that.
Oh, it was fascinating. Because Demetrius wanted to make love to me.
I don't believe it. You're lying. I mean, oh, it's incredible. You must be making it up.
Why is it incredible?
Well, how could a man kill your brother, then offer to make love to you? Oh, it's too horrible.
What makes you so sure he'd already killed my brother at the time?
Well, your brother was murdered, wasn't he? Oh, get out of here. You're only confusing me. I don't know what you're really here for, but don't come near me again. Get out of my flat. Get out.
Oh, I'll be delighted to. Because now I don't mind telling you what I came here for. And I've got what I wanted.
What have you got?
My final absolute certainty about you. What I suspected before, I know now, Bergner. And if it's the last thing I ever do, I'll open Gregory Keene's eyes to you. So you can open your door any minute you please. And I do hope your dreams will be happy ones. Good night.
Yes. She knows. So would I in her place. Because she's in love with Keene. I can fool Keene. I can make him believe anything. But something has to be done about Margaret Ridgway.
All right, Keene. Manninder did his job well. You've succeeded in frightening the life out of Mazzotti. What's your next move?
I've given him till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to make up his mind. If we haven't heard of him by then, we're putting our second story on the grapevine. That Mazzotti's been talking. That Mazzotti's the chap who's given Yachty Bloom away for the murder of Peter Ridgway.
Yes, I know that. In the meantime, between now and 10 tomorrow...
Well, I've our best chaps, including Tom Cutts, watching Mazzotti like hawks. I don't want him to be able to get near Demetrius. In fact, I want him kept away from Demetrius at all costs.
Why?
Well, there wouldn't be much sting in our threats if Marzotti got to Demetrius and told him about them first.
Yes, I see what you mean. Where's this chap this minute?
Oh, I'm getting 10 minutes reports phoned through on him here. Just a minute, Colonel.
Yes, surely.
Yes, Major?
What's the latest on Marzotti?
Still at the Red Feathers Club, 7 minutes ago, sir.
Right.
Well, Keen, so much for Tony Marzotti at the moment. Have we anything new on that fellow Rubenstein from the French Embassy?
Nothing yet, sir.
That's a queer business. You can't get away from it. From the moment that fellow Scammell's body was found under the Augartenstrasse rubble, I felt that somewhere or other, we've completely and utterly missed the boat.
Yeah, what do you think's been driving me half silly, sir? I know there's something about this chap Demetrius that sticks out a mile, but do you think I can put my finger on it? I've said so time and time again. There's the unexplained disappearance of the German clerk, Otto Schmidt. There's the fact of no photograph of Karl Scammell existing. There's the mystery of Scammell's background up to the time he joined the ME forces in 1942. There's the urgency Demetrius showed to get hold of the photograph Godowsky the American took at Tempelhof Aerodrome. There's his determination to get rid of Peter Ridgway, for no better reason than that Ridgway went about swearing Haley Bergner was mixed up with Demetrius. Put all these things together and what do you get?
Completely nothing, as far as I'm concerned, my dear chap.
But those things, taken with 20 or 30 more that are here, documented in the dossier, they should all fit into one comprehensive answer. And they don't. There are 50 contradictions. Oh, excuse me, Colonel.
Yes.
Yes, Cutts. Which way? Well, stick to him like a limpet. I'd rather he knew he was being tailed than you ran the risk of using him. All right, I'm counting on you. Definitely.
Mazzotti wouldn't be on the move, would he, Keen?
He just left the Red Feathers Club on foot. If he goes to a public phone box, Cutts or someone else will stop him making his call, just as a last resort, of course. But wherever he goes, they'll be right behind him.
Somehow I've got to get the sanatorium tonight. I've got to talk to Demetrius before that a guy Keen's has spread his rumors about. There's three of them are following. One that looks like Cutts. When Werfel's trucker come down the street, they don't know he's a coming down for my benefit. Out of the time. Another 5 minutes and Werfel should be here. Yeah. Another 5 minutes.
I'll take it. Yes. Yes, this is Keen. Oh, good grief. Well, what the devil's the matter with you? Look, old chap, I don't give a ticker's benediction what the truck did. Haven't you ever heard of having one in front and one behind? Oh, what the deuce does it matter now? MI5, the miracle of efficiency when it came to running people to earth. Oh, give me strength.
Instead of muttering to yourself, Keen, suppose you tell me what's happened.
Marzotti gave them the slip, out near Hampstead Heath.
Who, Cutts?
All of them.
And we don't need a crystal ball to know where he's gone.
I know where he's gone, or at least who he's gone to see. What filthy luck. What evil spirit looks after this stupid ship?
I was certain you lost them.
Sure, sure. Werfel in the truck turns a shop behind my car so Cutts and the others don't get past him. Mm-hmm. He's a block the street from one side to the other. You don't get past him with a bicycle, Demetrius.
Where did you leave your car? It's not parked outside, I hope.
Oh, you know me better than that. You think I'll leave my car outside a sanatorium? I turn a few corners after I lose the others and go down a few streets, then I walk here.
I see. Marzotti.
What's the matter?
MI5 are after Yachty Blom.
Sure, I know that.
They want him for the murder of Peter Ridgway. Not the police, but the British military intelligence.
Hey, what are you getting at, eh?
How did MI5 connect the murder of Ridgway with Yachty Blum unless someone talked? And who knew of it but Hady and I and Yachty and Bookman and you?
Oh, now you gotta listen to me, Demetrius. What are you getting at, eh? How can I talk? I'm as deep as everyone else.
You might have been open to offers, Marzotti. Someone talked. Someone.
What about those two Poles, the Yachty's you had with you that night? In a case of Ridgway is too hard to handle, eh?
They're out of the country 12 hours later. Who talked, Marzotti?
Oh, Maria Mia, Dimitris, you don't think that I could not...
You're as white as a sheet. What are you afraid of?
I swear that I'm going to take care of Keane when he comes to the club, but I don't say nothing.
Well, it so happens that I believe you. But the margin's too narrow for you to make any more mistakes, like engaging Margaret Ridgway as your cigarette girl, or letting Sally Jones get away from you, or having people like Jelly Boy Boone on your staff. Understand, Marzotti? I'll get back to your flat. Empty it of everything that could possibly give Keane a line on your whereabouts. And tomorrow night, you're coming here to the sanatorium to live. That's all. Get out of here now. And be here by midnight tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, sure, sure. I'm a get out now.
Yachty? He's just left the sanatorium. Whether he dropped something to Keane or not, he's cracking. We can't afford to include him any longer. He'll be at his flat in about an hour. Yes, go there tonight and make certain.
Poor Marzotti. He went to such pains to get to the sanatorium that night to tell Demetrius about our threats, only to find he was already suspected and couldn't say a word. But he wasn't dead yet, not by a long chalk. He came closer than anyone yet to stripping the veil from Demetrius.
Does Marzotti escape his assassin? Listen to the next chapter in the story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.